There are so many voices speaking in this world today. Satan is a voice. The demon is a voice. Witches and wizards are voices. All kinds of voices are fake. But which voice are you going to receive? Even in the Garden of Eden, after God has spoken with Adam and Eve, and God let, the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 3, that Satan came in the form of a serpent and said something else to Adam and Eve, and that was how they lost everything. Who will you believe? Whose report will you believe? I will believe the result of thy love. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am his. His report says, I am blessed. His report says, victory. Whose report will you believe? In Matthew chapter 4, the same Satan came to Jesus in Matthew Gospel chapter 4. And the devil began to speak to Jesus, turn this stone to bread, jump down from the pinnacle, bow down and worship me. And Jesus pulled the word of God and hit the devil on the head. It is written that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Satan ran away. And he came again and said another temptation. Jesus hit him on the head. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Satan came a third time. Bow down and worship me. Jump down from the pinnacle. Jesus took the sword of the Spirit. He took the word of God and hit the devil on the head for the final time. Say that it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hit the devil for the final time and Satan ran away. And the Bible says the angels came and minister unto the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew's Gospel chapter 4. He who has the final say, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. Psalm 24 verse 1, he says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Nobody else owns the earth. The one who created heaven and earth, God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God that sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us to be saved. That is the true God, the only living and the true God who created the earth and its substance and the universe. Psalm 24, verse 1. He said, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Everything belongs to God. Satan has no place. The devil has no place. Demons, witches, and wizards, the enemies of righteousness, they have no place in this earth. Because the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. God has the final say. It is the reason God has the final say. Harabasaya. Hey, there is a supreme authority. The Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who created you, who formed you when you were in your mother's womb. God told Jeremiah chapter 1, that when you were in your mother's womb, I formed you and I created you and anointed you a prophet to the nation. Can you imagine? All the way in the mother's womb. So everything about every human being is in the hands of God. He is the Father, the Almighty Father. You cannot replace him. He's the only voice we must hear. He's the only voice we must listen to. The Bible says the earth hears his voice. and they quake because the Almighty is speaking. He has the final word. He has the final say. Nobody else can have the final say. There is only one person who has the final say in the affairs of man. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, he was told, he said, that you might know that the Almighty God has a voice in the affairs of men. Nebuchadnezzar was smitten with madness, and he was in the forest for many years, 7 years. He suffered and lived with animals until the Bible says his senses came back to him, and he was taken back. And then he said, that you may know that there is one Almighty God who rules in the affairs of men. And nobody else. There is no king like him. Of course, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Harabasaya. Hey, they say, Iblondo, Iblondo, Iblondo. And that's the only person we respond to. Oh, yes. That is the only voice we respond to. Yes. Harabasa. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. Nobody can change him. He's your changing changer. Harabasaya. Hey! Lamentations chapter 3. But there is 7 is our text. Who is he that saying, when the Almighty God has not said, there is a question. The question is a very serious question. Because there are so many voices on earth. There are so many voices speaking. But look at the word of God. In Lamentations of the 3:7, a question was asked. Who is he that says, when the Lord God Almighty has not said, there is only one person that will say something. And heaven and earth, we follow what was said. His name is God Almighty, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came to die to save the world. That is the God we are talking about. Harabasa. Yes, in Sandaraba. Let God arise. And our enemies be scattered. Psalm 58:1. Let the Almighty God arise in my life, in my ministry, in my home, in my family, in my marriage. Let God arise in our nation. Let God arise. And all our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let God arise in your life, in your family, in your home and business. And let your enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Harabasaya. Hey, so many voices we hear today. Whose voice shall we obey? Whose voice shall we accept? Hey, we are made in the image and in the likeness of God. Job 22:28 says, we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You can't change God. Genesis 1:1-10. God said, let the earth appear. Let the firmament come forth. Genesis 1:1-10. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Then he said, let the stars come forth, and they came forth. Let the animals appear, and they appear. Let the earth come forth, and it came forth. Oh, yes. What he said is what happened. Even though you stand up and say something contrary, it will not be. Hey, you human being, you get up and say your rubbish. Say what you want to say. It has no place. But when the Almighty God has spoken, heaven and earth must respond. Yay, Klandaya. God is speaking to somebody here. And I know you are hearing what we're talking about. All kinds of things are happening today. Proverbs 18:31. Proverbs 20, Proverbs 18:21. He said, life and death are in the power of our tongue. Harakaba. Hey, life and death is in the power of the believer. The believer's authority. God has given us the sword of the Spirit. He has given us the whole armor of God, whereby we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Did he end there? In Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the tongue of the true believer. God made us in his own image and likeness. We have the same authority that God has. Then he said, we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Job 22:28. Me, Stephen John Biokoro, I will decree a thing, and it shall be established, because I am made in the image and in the likeness of God. The greater one lives in me. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Harakaba. That means I have authority like God. God has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Terrible. Arabasa. Look at Psalm 2. Psalm 2 from verse 2 to 6. The book of Psalms, chapter 2, from verse 2 to 6. He said, why do the heathen rage? Why do the kings of the earth, they come together and begin to plot evil? Hey, Psalm 2. Proverbs 2 to 6, the kings of the earth. The kings of the earth. Look at it. Psalm 2, verses 2, we are hitting it now. It's coming over Harabas fire. Ah, Erebu Saba. Psalm 2, verses 2, it says that the kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. See? The one sitting in heaven shall laugh at them. He shall smite them to pieces. And then the scripture says, they must gather. They shall surely gather. But God will scatter them. Hey, God arise. And let all our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rabbastaya. The kings of the earth, they are holding meetings. Hey, Psalm 2. Psalm 2 from verse 2 to 6, the kings of the earth, they are holding meetings. What is their meeting? Their meeting is against God's people. Their meetings, they are plotting evil against the righteous man. They are plotting untimely death, just like Haman. They are plotting evil against the people of God. The word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Haman did the same thing, and he ended very badly. Haman have already planned death for the Jews and for the people of God. At the end of it all, it was Haman who hung in his own gallows. The same Haman hung in his own gallows. That was how Haman ended his life in the book of Esther. The book of Esther, chapter 4, 5, and 6, you see Haman, he hung himself in his own battle. That was how he ended. Our enemy, hey, they have already hung themselves in down gardens. In the order of Haman, our enemies are perishing in their own gardens. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 7, verse 10. Psalm 7 verse 10. Say, whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall into it. It was the prayer of David. David was anointed king when he was a boy. King Saul did not like this. Oh, this little boy wants to be a king? No, King Saul did not like this. Who cares whether you like it? Ah, people don't like another way to progress at all. Evil. Evil under the sun. Harabasa. King Saul didn't like the idea. David to be a king? While I'm alive, no, David will not be a king. And so David went into prayer. Psalm 7 verse 10. David went into prayer. Whosoever digger the pit must fall into it. David prayed that prayer. I think Solomon also prayed that prayer. You read through the Psalms, and then you go into Proverbs, you Ecclesiastes, you see all these things there. Dangerous prayer. Hey, we must pray dangerous prayer too. Because the enemy, like a royal lion, moving his bow, sticking to the bow. He will not get us because we are the Lord's anointed. The word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm. No weapon formed against us that prosper. And every tongue that the right against my judgment is already condemned. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabaya. Am blondo kondoya. I blondo yekede. The heathen are raging. Hey, the kings of the earth, they are plotting evil against the Lord's anointed. But I tell you, according to the word of God, book of Isaiah, he says they shall surely gather. They shall surely come together and plot their evil. But the Lord God Almighty shall smite them to pieces. The Lord God Almighty shall scatter all of them. In the name of Jesus, God will always arise. And all our enemies will scatter forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, Harabasaya, the kings of the earth, Psalm 2, from verse 2 to 6, say the kings of the earth, they are holding meetings. They are plotting evil. Like Haman, they have already plotted all their evil. And they are trying to show her. God will destroy them by fire. They will perish in their own garden. They will fall into their own pits at the dawn. And they will perish there in the order of Haman the Bible. Because the word of God says, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Tarabasa. Whosoever diggeth a pit must fall into it. Ha. You dig pit for people, you are the one to perish in your own pit. Like Haman, you are the one to die in your own gallows. Like Haman, you are the one to perish in your own gallows. King Saul said, I don't want to see David become a king. David will not be a king. What did God say? Who said, Paul, will you believe? When God said yes, nobody can say no. When God said no, nobody can say yes. God, King Saul, died woefully, died miserably. And David became a king. Who can battle with the Lord? Can you battle with the Lord? Come and try it. The Lord God Almighty shall smash you to pieces. Nobody will see you anywhere. Hey, you will fall and never rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rekido. Yandoro Blogodoya. What are they talking about? America is God's own country. The United States of America is God's own country. And God has anointed this country to rule the earth. Oh, yes. In politics, economy, God has anointed the United States of America to be in charge. Oh, yes. Because America is in the hand of God. The United States is the only country on earth that supports Israel. Then the Bible says, whosoever bless Israel, God will bless. That is why God is blessing the United States of America. And the devil is angry. Satan, the devil, is not happy with this country. And they have started plotting their evil. What is their evil? They said they are convincing every nation to drop the U.S. dollar. I laugh. I laugh at them. You forgot the singer that fed you. The United States of America, that is the singer that fed you. You want to buy the singer that fed you? Hey, you will regret it. You will regret. Harabata. The United States of America is God's own country. Look at the money. In God we trust. This is the only country on earth. The United States of America is the only country on earth that has God in its money. So in God we trust. There is no other country like that. There was a time, if you fly into this country, the signboard is really there. Welcome to God's own country. This is God's own country. This country of the United America, this is God's own country. He does not belong to Satan. He does not belong to the devil. He does not belong to anybody. He belongs to God Almighty. God is the God of the United America. The devil has nothing to do with it. And so when you plot evil against this nation, you have killed yourself. I know what I'm talking about. You rise against the United America, you have destroyed yourself. Oh, yes. What are you talking about? You said they should drop the U.S. dollar worldwide. That's what you're trying to do. But God has not said yes to that. The end is the law. When God says yes, that's when it is yes. When God says no, it is no. God has the final say. You can't even drop the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is as important as it is. It will even be better than it used to be. You can't drop it. No, it is God's own country. You are welcome to God's own country. You say, in God we trust. Open the U.S. dollar. In God we trust. In God, you cannot pull down the U.S. dollar. No, you cannot. God has the final say. God did not authorize you to do that. God has not said it. God is not in it. This is the devil and Satan. You are not the winner. You are the loser. Greater is Christ and sinner than the devil and the world. Yes, your plans shall come to nothing. Your plans must come to nothing. You think the United States just put themselves as world leader? God has blessed this country. See, God has blessed this country of America. And God has made it that the United States is helping other nations to survive. And now you went and plotted your evil. You say you are dropping the U.S. dollar. And then you are telling other countries to do the same. Let me tell you, your plans are failed. In the name of Jesus Christ, your evil plans have failed already. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your plans and your purposes are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Yes, God arise, and our enemies be scattered. Psalm 58, verse 1. God has risen in the United States of America, and every enemy of the United States of America be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabaya. How can you touch the Lord's anointing? What was the stupid plan of the devil? Telling people that the United States dollar, they should do away with it. Who asked you to do that? Did God send you to do that? Did God ask you to do that? Did God say you should do that? God has the final say. The Almighty God has the final say. Nobody has authority to drop the U.S. dollar, and then you want to, you are planning evil to the economy, you are trying to tamper with the U.S. economy, and then you are trying to turn people against the United States and telling the country not to use the dollar and all those things. Those plans are staying forever. In the name of Jesus, your evil plan will not prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against us is already condemned. The plans of the enemy shall never prosper. In the name of Jesus, I'm appealing to Christians all over the world to pray on these things, because the devil is a liar. He can never win. He can never succeed. He's a toothless barking dog. How dare you plot against the United States? How dare you go about and gather nations and gather presidents and begin to plot evil? Look at it, Psalm 2. Psalm 2, verses 2 to 6. Psalm 2, Psalm 2, verses, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. See, he that speedeth in the heavens shall laugh. Let the Lord have them in derision. See, you gather the kings of the earth, you gather the presidents of the nation, presidents of the earth, you gather them. I went and tell them that they should drop the US dollar and that you are forming another means of exchange, and that they should drop the US dollar so that the US economy will go down, and then your plans are overthrown by the Almighty God. It will not happen. It will not happen in the name of Jesus. All our enemies shall perish in their own gardens. It is you, evil nature, evil president, satanic president, that are plotting this evil. You are the one to die in your own gallows. You are the one to perish in your own pit. Whosoever digeth a pit shall fall into it. Whosoever digeth a pit shall fall into it. You, presidents of the nations of this earth, you are hearing this message. And every president on earth is hearing this word of God. Whosoever have plotted this evil shall perish in their own gallows. They are the ones to be drowned. They are the ones whose currency is caused by God. They are the ones nobody will look for their currency. But the United States currency is blessed. The American dollar is blessed. The American dollar will continue to prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. These are serious matters. You don't have right to punish people unjustly. When to Ukraine, you are destroying Ukraine. Who asked you to do that? God didn't send you to do that. God did not send you to go to Ukraine and destroy Ukraine. You can't do that. In the name of Jesus Christ, those evil plans were failed. And they are not there failing. We thought overnight they would just crush Ukraine. No. 1 year has passed. Ukraine is still there. The earth is the law and its fullness thereof. And then they say they are going to Taiwan. They are going to Taiwan to destroy Taiwan. You did not create Taiwan. You did not create Taiwan. You can't go there and perform nonsense. If you do, you will regret. If you venture go to Taiwan and do nonsense there, you will all perish in your own gardens. You will die in your own pit. God will kill all of you and destroy all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord and fully thereof. How many people have done all these things before? People have been doing all these things. You know, Adolf Hitler rose up one day. Adolf Hitler was gassing the Jews to death, gassing them to death. How did he die? He committed suicide. He died woefully. Stupid. Died like a fool. God, keep them out of the way. The same Adolf Hitler, he said, I must rule the whole world or I will destroy it. You didn't create any war, Adolf Hitler and Germany. He said that he must rule the whole world or he would destroy the whole world. That's what Adolf Hitler was saying. And he started by conquering nations in Europe, was conquering them, and he thought he was going to have his way. God smashed him and his evil plan. God destroyed him in the name of Jesus. Those people have gone forever. They are not coming back. Gone to hellfire because the murderers and killers, they won't come to hell. They have gone to hellfire forever and ever. See? Then Saddam Hussein of Baghdad, he woke up one morning and he said that Kuwait belonged to him. He's going to take the oil from Kuwait. And he was fighting, you know, went and employed soldiers, employed both war equipment. And he was causing and creating problems. The Kuwait must be. So how can Kuwait be your own? You did not create Kuwait. The earth is the Lord and the fullness. You can't go out. You did not create Kuwait. Kuwait is not your own. Iraq, Baghdad, that is where you belong. You should go there. Go to Baghdad and Iraq. That's where you belong. How can you come from Baghdad, from Iraq? You go and claim ownership of Kuwait. And taking their oil of justice. God, smash all those people away. Smash them to pieces. You can't find them anymore. They are going to hellfire. They have gone to hellfire. They are not coming back. That's it. Then Mama Gaddafi woke up and began to do all the things he did. One day, bullet just hit him on the forehead like Goliath. That was the end of Mama Gaddafi. Osama Bin Laden. Osama Bin Laden, he went and ran, organized boys to run plays into buildings. Was doing all those things, causing confusion. Osama Bin Laden. One day, he just ended like that. Just smashed him. God just smashed him to pieces. No more. No more. All those, they are going to hellfire. They are not going to the kingdom of God. Because Bible says all murderers, all thieves, all liars, all the evil people, they are going to hellfire. So that was the end of it. See? When God says yes, it is yes. When God says no, it is no. God did not say that the U.S. dollar must be plotted against, and you know, people all over the world, if you drop the U.S. dollar, God didn't say yes to it. God didn't say yes to it. When God says yes, then it is yes. When God says no, then it is no. The United States dollar is going to continue to appreciate and prosper abundantly. Oh, yes. The United States U.S. dollar will be accepted worldwide. And it will continue to be so. For I decree in the name of the Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree, yes, the word of God said that I shall be created and it shall be established. Yes, God has anointed me to decree a thing and it shall be established. I decree that the United States dollar will continue to appreciate and be important and prosper more than ever before. In the name of Jesus Christ and all those enemy nations, they start with Russia, Putin, and then China, and then their cohort. They are the ones planning and plotting this evil, you know, plotting and, you know, doing evil. Or God will scatter them. They shall be no more. Yeah, they will go and meet their predecessors. They will go the way of Saddam Hussein and Osama Bin Laden and the rest of them, they will go to hellfire, never to be found anywhere. They will perish in their own wickedness because they have not repented. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish. God is a consuming fire. You don't play with God. If you play with God, fire will consume you. Oh, yes. You don't play with God Almighty. If you do, God is a consuming fire. The Almighty God is a consuming fire. If you try God, God will smash you to pieces. You will not be found anymore. Yes. Today, I want to pray for as many that want to follow Jesus Christ and give their life to Christ and live a holy life. What God said about you is what you be. The devil has no right to say anything about you. The devil has no right to say anything about you. God has the final say. God said you are saved, you are healed. God said in his word, you are blessed. God said in his word, you are prospering and in good health, even as your soul prospers. Oh, yeah, that's the word of God. I wish I'd been the love of all my, that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That's the word of God. We follow the word of God. It is the word of God that we believe. God said we must prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. That's the word of God. We believe the word of God. We receive the word of God. The word of God is final. God has the final say. God said, I wish above all things that ye might prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. That is the word of God. So we must receive the word of God into our lives, receive the word of God into our spirit, receive the word of God. It is what God said that you must believe. What God said in his word. In this word of God, this is the word of God. There are over 9,000 promises of God concerning your healing you're delivered, you're blessed. We live by the word of God. We don't live by what people say. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. We are moved by the word of God. We are not moved by what people say. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word of God is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word of faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. See, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil wants to do. The word of God is my sword and shield. The word of faith, the word of God is my sword and shield. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word of God is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. We must go by the word of God. What did God say? God said, love your neighbor as yourself. What did God say? Look unto me, I will help you. What did God say? By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. What did God say? I'm your provider. I'm your Jehovah Jireh. What did God say? God says you are blessed. God says you are prospering. God says you are in good health. What did God say? God says love your neighbor as yourself. What did God say? Repent and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So we go by what God says. God has the final say. It is what God said that we believe. It is what God spoke that we take. It is what God is telling you to do that you must do. You must not follow the enemy nation, stupid president, foolish president, who are plotting evil, telling other people that the U.S. dollar should be dropped worldwide. They are all stupid people. God has cursed them. They can never prosper in their evil ways. God will destroy all of them in the name of Jesus. All of them will die in their own God. They will commit suicide like Adolf Hitler. They will die in their own gallows that they are the ones to be hanged like Saddam Hussein. They will die by hanging. Yes. They will hang themselves to death like Adolf Hitler because they plot evil. The evil they plotted goes back to them. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Yes, in the name of Jesus. But we, the believers, we hear from God. We follow the word of God. We go with the word of God. We don't go with the words of men. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm praying for every one of you who have heard this broadcast. May God bless you all in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy to everyone who have listened to this broadcast, or joined this broadcast, I prophesy to you that God has the final say in your life. God says you are healed. God says you are blessed. God says you are prospering. You are in good health. Even as your soul prospers. Hey, Reche Buya. Yanda Rablagada. Yanda, the prophecy is the word of God. The word of God is the prophecy. You know, we hear from God. We follow what God is saying. We take the word of God and we run with it. We don't go with the words of men. People don't have the final. Only God has the final say. And that's why I'm prophesying to every one of you who have joined this broadcast today from all over the world, from wherever you came from. God asked me to tell you that you are all blessed and you are all prospering. You are in good health. Even as your soul prospers, you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You are protected by God Almighty. The Almighty God supplied all your needs according to his riches in glory. He's your great provider. Hey, Rebusa. Yandara Blagada. Yes, I prophesy to as many of you that I need The Almighty God is meeting your need. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God is supplying your need according to his riches in glory. The Almighty God is protecting you from evil. The Almighty God is answering your prayer. The Almighty God has saved your soul from hell. The Almighty God has sent Jesus Christ to come and die for you to be saved. The Almighty God, he loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Wish you all Godspeed. Wish you long life and prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, he brings his sufficient for you. Jehovah Jireh, your provider, his grace is sufficient for you. Our God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you. For you, Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for us. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them. Test it. Tweet it out. Let them enjoy what God is doing in their lives. And feel free to email us. Our email address is on the screen. You can always email us your prayer request for your needs at theviocoro@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the phone for prayer and counseling. Area code 202-460-7110. And visit our website at www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. And for those of you who want to send donations, feel free to use Cash App or there, or PayPal, or any of the, we are all stated there. Just use any method. And God bless all of you who have been helping to keep this ministry on air. The Lord reward you all abundantly. May he bless all of you. Continue to rebuke every devourer for your sake and open the windows of heaven for your blessings, that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. May he make you also prosper and be in good health even as your souls prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should go. God loves you and I